We'll be calling to order the Citizens Police Review Board meeting. We will start with an introduction because I know we have two new board members. So we're going to kind of go in the line, but if the two new board members, when we get to you, if you want to just give a little bit of background about yourself and why you wanted to be a part of the board, just so the board and the citizens can kind of get to know you a little bit more, that would be wonderful. We will go ahead and start over here with Sergeant Ray first and then kind of work our way around.
I'm Sergeant Ray with the Columbia Police Department. I'm the liaison for the chief to sit with you guys and answer any questions that you may have.
I'm William Atkins. I'm a law student at the University of Missouri. I got involved because I was a criminology major in undergrad and took some policing classes and thought it'd be a really good opportunity to get involved and met with some of the founding members and thought it'd be a really good way to have an impact on the community.
I am Delcy Bonaparte. I am a small business owner. I have seen the good and the bad and wanted to get involved. I do a lot of volunteering and options.
Rhonda Carlson, business owner, and seen the good and the bad and just giving back to my community.
Hi, Stephen Jeffrey. I'm one of the new members. I've been a resident of Columbia for about 14 years. I have four kids. I love the community and just want to help the community grow and thrive and be better each and every day.
My name is Wayne Boykin. I'm the current chair for the Citizens Police Review Board. I am a local entertainer and activist in town. And that's...
My name is Cheryl Miller. I am the vice chair, and I'm also the human rights liaison. When you caught me off guard with why I wanted to get involved, basically I wanted just to make a difference, and it's kind of echoing what Rhonda and Delcy said. I've seen the good and the bad, and I just want to make it all good, so that's why I got involved.
I'm Bob. I'm also a new member, so thank you everyone who's welcomed me. I work as a writer, editor, and content strategist. I work remotely for a pharmaceutical marketing company. I got involved because my interest here really started when I was in school and I worked as a reporter and did a crime and fire beat. So I found that fascinating and just started to follow the criminal justice news wherever I lived. And now that I've settled in Columbia more or less, I want to get involved here.
I'm December Harmon. I also serve on the Commission of Cultural Affairs, and I recently became a business owner. I'm on the board because I'm just really passionate about the issues. Thank you.
Rose Wimmeyer. I'm the staff liaison from the Law Department.
All right. I do want to make a quick announcement just so the board knows. Make sure that you guys are speaking very clearly into the mics. As you can see, we do not have a court reporter, so our minutes will be taken and recorded through our audio and our video. So please make sure you guys are talking clearly through the mics, and if you can state your name before you start speaking, that would be greatly appreciated and help with our reporting and make sure that our transcripts are accurate. As all the members have gotten to see the agenda for tonight's meeting?
Yes. I move we accept the agenda.
I second Miller.
Carlson.
Rhonda first approves the amendments. Miller seconds. All the in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Agenda is approved. Has all the members been able to see the draft for the board's opening minutes for February 9th?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yes.
Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
Carlson. I move to approve the draft of the February 9th minutes.
Opening minutes, right? The open meeting?
Open meeting minutes.
Right. Do I have a second?
I second. Harmon.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained?
Abstain.
Abstain.
So let the record show that Bob Overman and... Thank you. Stephen Jeffries has abstained. All right. And then the board have been able to see the closed meeting minutes for the February 9th. Can I get a motion to approve those?
Harmon.
December Harmon's motions to approve. A second?
Bonaparte seconds.
Delcy Bonaparte seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Any abstains?
Abstain. Jeffrey.
Abstain. Overman.
Bob Overman and Stephen Jeffries abstains. All the approved. All right, moving on to reports. Do we have any positive connections or ride-alongs to talk about today?
Are ride-alongs, Carlson, are ride-alongs back open?
I was getting ready just to ask Julia that. I heard that they are now, yes?
Ray, yes, they're back open.
Okay.
Oh. I have mine scheduled, Jeffrey. Well, the 26th.
Yep. Could I ask, I put in a request right before it got canceled, so do I need to put in a new request? Do you know if I need to put in a new request, or if someone will just contact me, I guess?
You send me an email, I'll make sure it gets scheduled.
Gotcha.
Any more positive connections or ride-alongs? Pretty much just positive connections right now. All right, can we get an update from our outreach subcommittee?
Yes, I've actually asked Rhonda to give you a report in reference to the complaint form, how we went about gathering information and what the status of that is and what we're going to be doing going forward. Rhonda?
Yes, and what we did, Sergeant Ray was kind enough to forward us the I've got them all flipped backwards and forwards here. The complaints and what had been made as complaints over the past, I believe, year and a half, 2 years. And so I just basically did your tick-off tally of those complaints. And Sergeant Alpers had provided us with an Ansonia Police Department commendation and complaint form. And it had both commendations and complaints on the same form. And what we found were basically some of the complaints were almost exactly the same complaints that came out almost exactly the same based on what we saw when I ticked them off. There was only, the only one that we didn't see that was the same is there were zero corruption, yay. No complaints of that, and there were no complaints of violations of civil rights. There were complaints of bias-based profiling and policing, but there were no complaints of civil rights. So those two items were not any complaints on at all. So we're going to look at working to try to make that form, because on our city website, there's a commendation form and there's a complaint form, and we're going to look at trying to put those two forms together, because we feel like the positive and the negative, we'd like to see both of those on one form. And when we go to do outreach with groups, we would like to see the positive reinforced as well, because there are many positive things that happen in the public.
I think that'll make it easier for my office as well if they have the same form, so nobody has to search for both.
Correct. That ends my report.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to move over to old business, starting with model and structure of civilian oversight. I know December has been working really hard on this section and sent all the board this little put together, which I appreciate it. So I'm going to move over to let December talk about it for a little bit and what she got for us.
Yes, I'm very excited to talk about this. I did some research, as promised. I reached out to other oversight committees, and towards the end, you can see that I attached their responses that was given. Hopefully that's in here. Yes, that's in here. I had a couple of different versions going. Basically what I am presenting today is just simply a starting point, or think of it as a foundation for a future discussion about establishing a new model for our board with SB 26 and the changes that have been made to the ordinance. We have trouble actually functioning as an appeals board. So what I'm hoping is that over the next month, up to our next meeting, that everyone has time to review this. And when I come back, I would, when we all come back, I would like to have a discussion about it and possibly discuss having a work session to start figuring out an outline. But for now, I'm not asking for anything other than that y'all take this time to read it and make some notes and tell me what you think about it. I think I also, and I did talk to some of the members of the community when I was forming this. So for the outreach subcommittee, I guess I was wondering if at some point we could also discuss having maybe a Zoom event or some sort of method to make sure we get input from members of the community about this.
That's the one thing in which, in thinking about this model, that I would like to get input from, and that's the community. I'm glad you said that we can discuss this, and tonight we're not going to actually do it tonight, but it sounds like that you're thinking maybe, you know, over a period of meetings and everything, and I'm glad I like that, because for me, it's going to come down to what does the community want as to way how this model is being operated. I mean, I know that there's different models which are out there, but something that works over in Berkeley may not be working well here. So to me, getting that public input, and that may mean that, you know, maybe through the outreach committee, I don't know, as to holding those public forums which are out there and having some questions and maybe hearing some experiences, and not only from the citizens but also from the police officers, for any stakeholder. That's how I kind of see it, is to get that input before we actually talking about changing the model. That's just kind of where my thinking is at.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, real quick. I mean, for me, it seems like the reality is that we either need to change it or disband, because we can't do appeals, which is our one job, our main job. I mean, we have to do something, or at least that's what I'm trying to propose here. But absolutely, obviously, mm-hmm. we have to have a lot of conversations. Yeah. Sorry, I interrupted Rhonda.
Carlson, I agree we need to look through all this. My question, though, is to change the model, and this is probably more for Rose, does this have to go to City Council? Does it have to be supported by City Council? I know that we have sent our thoughts to City Council as a board, but anything that we're going to do, City Council is going to have to take action.
Correct.
So unless City Council is going to take action, and we're right in the middle of a campaign, and until after April 5th, depending on what happens, unless City Council is going to support a change to their ordinance, we could all sit here and work hard on changing the model. It's not going to make a hoot of difference. I think we should go ahead discuss and work through this, because it's the community's wish. If that's what the community wants to do, that's correct. But if the ordinance is there, we could all be spinning our wheels if they're not going to change it. Because we could make a new model and City Council goes, fine.
I will tell you that we aren't going to get anything sent to the council until after the election in April, because we're not going to be sending in or making any
recommendations.
Yeah,
but do we have
today.
A council person that's going to...
Yes.
I think so. Mm-hmm.
And do they have someone else that will support it?
Well, we have to present it first. We have to be the thinkers, and we have to give it to them. We can't tell them to think of it.
Kind of one of those things we won't know unless we do it, kind of thing. But I think that it would be smart that if we do have a work session about this, mm-hmm. that we invite the City Council to come with us to that work session. So that they can be there and be, because if they are there and involved in making sure, we can know where their brains are and know that we have some of that support to get this changed as well. But I feel that at this current board, we probably have a few that definitely would be supportive of a change in our board structure. And depending on the outcome in April, we might have a few more. It just depends on kind of that outcome from there, yeah. But nothing's going to get sent to the board on this tonight. So it's definitely not going to, anything's going to be changed until after the election of a new mayor.
Well, and I would project, Harmon, I would project that in just us discussing this, possibly having a work session, probably getting feedback, I don't think that that's going to be like next week. It's going to be a long process before we ever really have anything to give to city council. So this isn't, you know, a race. It's not a race.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carlson, I think I'd agree to a work session, but I also think, like Cheryl said, it needs to have the input of all the stakeholders, because I think if we change the model, present it to city council without other input, it will fall as flat as what we're dealing with. So I'm willing to work on it.
Yeah, I'm willing to work on it. I just think that it's just going to take some planning and some discussion as to what we're trying to do, what steps we need to take, that sort of thing. So, I mean, I'm interested in working on it.
Because it looks like a lot of work went into
this. Yeah, it's going to be a lot. And I just want to say, and I just want to throw this out there, is that I'm very appreciative of the founders who actually found this commission. I mean, without you guys, David Tyson Smith comes to mind, and I know that there's many others, but without them, there would be no us here. So all this is a big endeavor that we're talking about, and I want them to know that I am so appreciative of what the work that they have done in the past and where I'm at now and where we're all are at. So I just kind of want to throw that out there.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey, thank you for your work on this. It looks like a lot went into that. And of the three models here that you discuss, are you advocating for the investigation-focused model? Is that?
Oh, yeah. Allow me to clarify. From the Nicole, or I can't think of Nicole. Their full title. Nicole, where they provide the three main categories of the type of models. So that's really kind of where that part comes in at. What I'm advocating for is that we switch to an investigative model, which would allow us to operate within, we are under a 90-day time limit, and I made this argument before that it doesn't really make sense that our board has to operate within an investigative period, which is the 90-day period, given that we are appeals. At city council, this came up, and Mayor Therese also made the same argument. And if I have it correctly, the police union made the same argument that it doesn't really make sense why we would fall into that time frame. However, we do. So under the current circumstances, we can't really be effective in doing appeals. So if we have an investigative model, which I try to make that case in this, we would operate at the start of a complaint rather than in the aftermath. Did I answer your question?
Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
I know that there's current processes of removing review boards from that, the oversight, not review boards, but oversight from that bill. If that passed, are you still motivated enough to get this changed? Is that
talking about
the current
in the
aspect?
It's about the cap. I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear. Are you talking about on the state level?
Correct.
I'm not aware. I'm aware that they, from what I understand, they are working on it. But as far as how I'm seeing is that it hasn't been put forward unless it has, and I just don't know. But my logic is that we should operate under what does exist and what is happening and what we do know, as opposed to what will or what could be or should be. If that's a fair response. It's better that I think we take action and do what we know is already within our power in trying to address a major problem that we are burdened with, rather than wait a year out in hopes that it gets changed. It's my view on that.
I mean, I agree that I think that things have changed since this formal model of a review board had been implemented. So there has been some changes, and I do think that the board should reflect those changes. I just would want for us to get the stakeholders' feedback into going into this process so that we can, if we are going to change, so that we can create that model that's going to be more, you know, more meeting the needs of the community members here.
Do we have any more commentary on the model structure of civilian oversight?
If I could add one thing. I believe Rhonda had mentioned the concern about, you know, does council want to go down this path? One option could be you could do a report to council after you all look at this and consider, and you could, if you passed a motion, send a report to council to propose a public engagement process to look at the model change from the current model to the investigative model. And then you could get council to then decide whether they want you to go down that path or not. That might address your concern with, you know, that would be a lot of work and maybe nothing would come of it. Or you could engage in the public discourse and then see how you all feel at that point. And if you still believe that you want to do a model change, then send a report to council. It's almost kind of like a preliminary report and then a later report.
I mean, I like the public.
I like
this discourse. That's just me personally, because I like to have in that one-on-one with the public. I want to be able to understand their concerns. I need to be able to hear their voice. You know, that's just me.
I think doing the first one though, to the council, would not only help us see where the council lies, but it'll broaden our spectrum of reach to the citizens that were wanting this change. And might get more feedback that way as well, because we know that more citizens see and watch and look at the city council meetings more than our own meeting. So it could possibly help us get more of that feedback if we do a preliminary kind of, hey, what do you all think of this at the city council, about getting some feedback from that. It's a possibility, my thought, of expanding that information.
I just want to highlight again, this isn't like a set outline. This is actually just a collection of information about other oversight boards. This isn't December made a list of what the next board's going to be. I just want to really stress that. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm in favor of us hosting possibly a Zoom event or something where we can get this feedback. I'm in support of feedback for sure from the citizens, since it's their board.
Anything else? Okay. We will move on and leave that on the agenda for next month. Next on the agenda is classification of complaints, which I know we talked a little bit about already throughout the the outreach committee. But do we have any more we want to talk about those classifications? Kind of really explained that in your eyes' section.
Yeah, that fell right in.
If you guys are taking over that discussion, are we all okay with removing that off of our agenda and leaving that to you guys? And
yeah,
you guys can just keep us
fine.
An update mm-hmm. during guys' reports?
Yep.
Okay, so we will remove classification of complaints from our agenda for next month. All right, next one is police-involved shootings, policy 310. The reviews of use of force, canines, and tasers. I know that was on. I think I raised concern that I would like to look into the possibility of whenever there is a police-involved shooting that we automatically get included into the investigation so we can review that case and be able to send recommendations to the chief on that situation. I have not gotten to look at other cities that have that. I know that there's other cities that have that in their situation. I think you actually have some in there.
I was going to say, we discussed this last time. I think what we what was explained was that we can't give ourselves that kind of power, is what I thought the understanding was.
Yeah, if you wanted to do something like that, that would be an ordinance change.
Right. Which I think got linked into the discussion with the model and structure, right?
Yeah, it'd also be part of the model thing.
All right, so can we remove that for now, and we'll just link that with our structure and model discussions? Moving on to status update for police policy 1020.
I believe this is Sergeant Ray giving an update as to where the police chief is in regard to his revision of policy 1020.
Yes, ma'am. So, Ray, we are actually in the process of getting a consultant to review all of our internal affairs policies, to look at everything, make sure that it's the current best practice, and to make any changes as necessary. Once that contract is written up, they plan on coming in and meeting with members of CPRB, our CPOA union, officers, run through all of our affairs, and then meet with some members of the community, and they want to make sure that everything is lined up with the ordinance, House Bill 26, and policy, so that they all reflect each other. The estimated time for that, it's actually being written right now, to send to the consultant for final approval before the city manager reviews it. And once it's approved, the estimated time is about 12 weeks.
Any other questions or concerns about that? Do we want to, so we won't know that for, you said 12 weeks, so 2 months probably?
Yes.
So we can probably remove that for next month and just make sure that we put that back on for an update in May? supplemental annual report. I think that's still on me. I will get that fixed before next month. I will have that done. All right, vehicle stop committee. I did get a response back from the chairperson. They wanted to ask a few questions, so I wanted to bring the questions to you guys so we can answer them and respond back to them. They wanted to know they wanted to know what the focus and mandate for the committee that you are currently working with, and how does the CPRB mission connect or intersect with that of the vehicle stop committee. They also wanted us to define the need for a liaison, and if a liaison was appointed, what would their purpose on the vehicle stop committee be? And would that person be a sitting member on the CRPB or a person from the community of their choosing? So I know obviously the last answer is we wanted one of our members to be sitting on their board, but they wanted to know what the need for that was. So I wanted to kind of bring that to you guys so we can, I wanted to give them what everybody else's opinions and not my opinions were on that personally, so.
Overman, I mean, the obvious one to me is that that's the most common interaction between citizens and police. So, you know, to me, that's something our board should prioritize.
Can I make a comment? So I attended their meeting last night, and they were very, very, very unhappy with my presence at the meeting. At one point, one of the members began disparaging me and attacking my character because he didn't realize I was sitting in the room. I don't know why they don't want to work with us, because I did actually try to open that up for them when I was there, and I told them that I actually think it would be great for our boards to have a line of communication, which I obviously don't feel we have right now. This was during public comment, in which they then rescinded public comment and moved to end the meeting. They wouldn't let me speak at their meeting. I don't know really kind of what to make of my experience, and I don't know if I'm glad that they got back to you. I think that we should have a role. I don't know if I would even say a liaison necessarily, but have that line of communication where we can work together. I don't think I'm the person maybe to ask them to be open to that, but.
I would say that it's funny that they didn't let you speak, considering continuing into this email. The chairperson says, our meetings are open to the public, and the public has allotted time at the end of our meetings to speak, make suggestions, or ask questions. Our agendas as well as our meeting minutes are posted on the city website for transparency. So I'm greatly interested in the answers to these initial questions. At the very least, should be generating a very interesting conversation. So it does definitely signal that they are on the side of not wanting to work with us.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey here, just a couple questions. So the vehicle stop committee, is this a committee where infractions or any?
So what I've gotten, the vehicle stop committee is provided by Chief Jones. Chief Jones is the one that has initiated that and kind of puts the people on the board. And they go over data, the stats of vehicle stops, and puts all of that information together to give provider feedback to Chief Jones on how their police department is doing on those stops. That is the general consensus I've got from that board.
I would say, Harmon, I would say in just an example of what they discussed last night, they covered data, the racial disparities between stops. They had a lot of discussion about whether there was a solution that that could address racial disparities in stops. One thing I also wanted to bring up also here was one of the things they did was they had a canine handler and the canine come and he presented before their board and kind of explained what they do, and they got to ask questions, which maybe at the end of the meeting I could bring that up again about whether we can extend an invite to speak to a canine handler, because I know we had some questions in some of our past meetings. So they continue what you said, which is they look at a lot of data regarding traffic stops and see if there's a solution available.
So Jeffrey, again, I'm not obviously new to the committee here and just trying to ask questions to understand, but you know, if we want to be a part of that committee, to me that suggests our scope changes from what is back to your model discussion earlier, right? At least in my mind, because again, otherwise, if there's no infractions, if there's no issues, if there are no complaints during any vehicle stops, then we would not necessarily be getting that data, right? That information.
The board is actually charged with providing. One of their duties is to review and make recommendations to the police chief and the city manager on police policies, procedures, and training. So the work of that board does definitely align with one of your duties, because depending upon what the data shows, that might lead you all to make recommendations on policies, training, procedures. Prior members of the board, when they initially brought up this request, when they met with the chief at one of the meetings here, the chief thought, well, anybody can come to the meeting, it's a public meeting. But the board members at that time, and you all may feel differently, but at that time, they felt they wanted better access to the information, better access to the data. They wanted to be able to ask questions during the meeting and not just wait for public comment at the end, because they felt then when they would hear things in see things in the press, hear things from the public, read about the work of this group, they were always trying to catch up and were not getting the information in the fashion and timeliness that they needed it. So that was the request that had been explained. Chief Jones repeatedly said no, and then he would consider it. And then the last time he said, well, I've left it up to the chair of the board to make that decision because she would have to manage it, is what he said. Ultimately, because the chief formed this group separate from you all, and it wasn't council action, it's the chief who would have to appoint a member of this board to the liaison, to serve as a liaison member of that board.
Okay.
I think one of the times he came, he was concerned about a board member serving on two capacities, but we have, the Human Rights Commission has a liaison to this board, and that's Cheryl. So she serves on both the Human Rights Commission and Police Review Board.
Thanks for your clarification there.
To piggyback off of what Rose said, even in my experience yesterday, when they had the K-9 demonstration, I actually really wanted an opportunity to ask some questions, but he left immediately after presented. I brought a question here after that. One of the things he said in his explanation to them was, one of the things he said that I thought was kind of odd was that when a canine does a sniff perimeter around a vehicle, he said that's not considered a search. And I actually thought I'd make sure I come back and ask either Sergeant Rose or Sergeant Ray or Miss Rose, in what context, or did I understand that right, or is that a thing? Is that a real thing?
Actually, I just looked at this today.
Okay.
So it kind of depends upon where the situation occurs. So if it occurs within the curtilage of a person's house, that is considered a search. If it's in a public area, like in a traffic stop, the car is parked on the road and the dog has walked around, as long as the officer didn't unreasonably extend the traffic stop to have the drug dog appear, and I believe they also have to have a basis to have to do that, versus there's different cases on that. Now, in an airport where they walk the drug dogs through everything, that's just part of the normal screening process, so that isn't necessarily has the same, it doesn't necessarily have the same Fourth Amendment problems, if that makes any sense. It's tied to the expectation of privacy, basically.
Harmon, I guess, I don't know if you have something I could get emailed. So I can. Because I would like to see the distinction.
I can. I actually just literally today pulled up Morley Swingle's Guide to Search and Seizure and printed the pages on this issue today. So I will send it out to everyone.
Thank you, because, yeah, I definitely want to know this for in the future, should this ever, stuff like this come up again.
So my question I propose to you guys is, because we are seeing these flags, do we want to continue to push to continue to get one of us on that board, knowing the slack that we're getting, the fight back from it, or are we wanting to let the situation go and hope that they are willing to work with us as a board to board and make sure we can try to get them to give us the information and the data that they're obtaining in that retrospect instead of having someone on the board? Kind of going to leave that decision up to you guys on what I'm going to respond to the chair of that board, but that is up to you guys if we want to continue to kind of push and let them know that we really do want to be a part of that board, or if we really want to just make sure that they can try to send us information and let us know what that data and that information that would be beneficial for us to make our policy opinions and changes and recommendations for.
Overman, I apologize if I'm being naive here, but when I think about what the goals of these two boards are, I can see a lot of overlap. I mean, surely the chief wants to have stops that hew to policy, stops that are not going to cause trouble for him later. Surely he doesn't want to see, you know, racial disparities in those stops or, you know, other things that could cause him grief later. So, you know, I wonder what the holdup is. Why is this, you know, again, I apologize if I'm being naive, but it seems like there's a lot of common ground here.
You're not being naive. I have the same questions. Mm-hmm. I was, I think there was only, Rhonda, were you here when we first started this?
Yes, but that's Carlson. I was just asking, was it by happenstance? Because I do know that either Mr. Love or somebody was, we have gone.
So we had Don Love come and give us information. And I know that there was a big issue over that, too.
Was that a problem or something by accident? Or we weren't supposed to get it?
Apparently, from what I understood, the board was upset by some of the stuff because Don came and provided us information with their own opinion. And not just the opinions of the board.
Oh.
So that's why it was raised that, well, let us be a part of that board so we can get that information and be a part of obtaining and understanding that information. Because, again, our job is to, you know, to form that and, build that bridge between our citizens and our police department. So this committee is information and gets all that stuff that could help us make our jobs better as well.
Well, Carlson, again, might I suggest, and maybe this has already been suggested, I'm being, again, naive and stupid myself, is it possible maybe we could work backwards and suggest maybe they might give us a presentation and request that, because we're so interested in the information, we just are sitting here dying to know. They would let us know what that information is, and we're not really trying to spy on them. We just
would
love
like
to know.
Like the information.
Yeah.
And they would present it to us so we could have it.
So, again, I'm just throwing this also out, Harmon. You know, another weird thing that happened in the meeting was they had an extensive conversation about CPD training with, because they was talking about traffic stops and disparity. And so they're talking about racial bias training. I did try to ask them because they seem to have extensive knowledge about it. So, and they are former officers and judges. So when I asked, my question was, have they been given any information regarding trainings? Have they ever requested information, or were they speaking from their personal experience? The chairwoman told me and the board not to answer, or told the board not to answer me, and that they could only respond to what was the purview of their committee. I don't understand why everything is a secret. I guess is kind of how I got that. I don't understand why they don't want to even answer basic questions that from, and they're people from experience. I mean, I can't even ask them about their own experience. I mean, this is a really kind of a weird and messy situation, I think.
Well, I want to say, I think, Overman, I want to say I thought the proposal to have them come present to our board was constructive. You know, if they don't particularly like the idea of having one of our members sit there, perhaps, you know, they would feel comfortable bringing the materials that they're willing to share and answering the questions that they're willing to answer here.
I mean, trying to play in the same sandbox. Mm-hmm. Carlson, I would, if you want a motion and just say it would be constructive to offer it, and on their timeline, if they would kindly share their information, and then if that doesn't work, then try to play hardball.
Other measures.
Do we start nice?
Do we ask for like a letter, like a formal letter to their chairperson or to the board asking them if they would like to come here?
We're just dying for this.
Well, I mean, I think from a strategic standpoint, you have two new members, so this is their first meeting.
And they'd like to understand.
I just got on here as well.
Carlson.
Yeah.
You're new. Delcy, you're new as well. So I think maybe we could just ask, a lot of us are unfamiliar with what the Vehicle Stop Committee does. I don't think it's wrong to ask them, just be like, just a gesture of good faith, we'd like some information. Would you just come present to new members so we have a better idea of what the Vehicle Stop Committee is? Give us a better understanding of where our duties lie, where their duties lie, where that line is, and just an informational thing. I don't think it's something we need to like grill them. They're going to come here and we're going to sit like a congressional hearing and ask them what their data is. Why aren't they sharing it with us and get aggressive? I think we should probably just try to be nice and keep it cordial and informational and just say, we have new members. Nobody knows what you guys do. Right. Come meet us.
I'll bring cookies, Carlson.
Overman. I'm not sure if I heard a motion there, but I would second that if we want to move forward.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if that was a motion or not. That was just a suggestion.
We're gonna I'll make the motion.
Harmon, is it a motion or a letter? I don't.
Carlson, I'll make a motion that
Send a letter.
And I can just respond back to her if everybody's unapproved with that.
Yeah.
Consider an invitation, I think. Just an invitation to come talk.
Yeah, because this is a young board. We're just sitting up here. I mean, I haven't even been on here a year myself, so.
You have to form a formal letter.
You don't have to pass a motion, but you can if you want to, and I don't know if you're doing that or not, so.
We don't have to do a motion. I can, again, respond to this email that she sent me and just ask if they would like to come and maybe make a presentation on what the Vehicle Stop Committee is for a lot of our other board members so that maybe we can greater answer these questions they want to ask of us.
Carlson has her thumb up.
If I get a response, I will let you know, Rose, and we can maybe put that on next month's agenda as a guest speaker.
You do also have Heather Heckman McKinnon and Carly Gomez next month.
Exactly.
Perfect. I am okay with having two speakers. I want to try to get this done next month. Okay, so moving on, if we have anything else about the Vehicle Stop Committee? All right, status update on response times data and CPD guidelines for response times. We're still working on that, I'm assuming.
It's Ray. I should have sent you guys, the response time data that I had, and I didn't know what else you needed in particular. That's the one with the graphs on it.
I printed it, and now I'm trying to find what I printed because when I printed it, this one, gave me it was an 11 by 17.
Does it actually have all the beats on there? No?
Yeah.
Or is it just part of it?
It just gave me, part of it.
Part of it.
I probably didn't look at the size, because if you look at it, it would be very helpful if I'd had the whole page. I'm going to have to go back and find this lost beauty.
I can check with them and see if they can maybe give me a bigger map.
Carlson, this is exactly what we asked for. So I think, because it did come out later, I think that we need to review this because what it shows by explanation, it's the priority of the call, the beat, which was the easiest way to break, the best way to break it down. So then when you look at the map, it's where the beat is. And how long it took to respond to that call. And it also was by the time of day, I think? Or no?
No.
And by the year.
Yes.
So you can, if you kind of match those two up, so Rhonda's going to have to go back and get a better printer or just look at it on her computer screen. Because I was sitting here trying to find it because I looked at it, but it has average response time by beat, and I'm trying to find where 60W is.
I just re-forwarded it out to you all, so
I was
going to
say, I think you just forwarded it to some members of the subcommittee. I don't think the full board got a copy of that response time.
Do we want to then go ahead and move that to new business next month, and we can discuss what we think about what we see and our opinions about that then?
But whoever compiled that, that's good. We've been waiting almost a year for that, so the person got hired did a great job.
Perfect. And if there was anything additional that you guys needed to see on that, please let me know and I can request it from him. And since he already has this data, it shouldn't take too long for him to pull it.
So that means when you guys are overlooking at it this month, if you guys have any questions or need more detail, just make sure you email to Rose so all of us know what you're asking and we can get it over to her and we can get that information. And we'll talk about it. Next month. What? All right, moving on to new business. The duty to intervene, police policy 300.7.
Can I dive in?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I asked that this be put on the last time we all met. I took some advice, and I tried to look into whether other departments had found a way to foster an environment where officers could feel comfortable expressing concerns or issues when they arose. That was part of our last conversation together. Turns out I didn't have to look very far. My search brought me to the same programs that are mentioned in the community-oriented policing program proposal that we all received a while back. We haven't seen the presenters yet, but they're going to be at the next one. Awesome. Yeah, so I don't want to jump ahead of them, but in there, if you already read the proposal, it mentions EPIC, Police for Tomorrow, and Project ABLE. So what I found is that they're already programs that are designed to foster a good and healthy environment between police forces and the police force. We could probably just remove this from the agenda and wait to hear from them. They could explain it a lot better than whatever I'm going to say.
Everybody good with that?
Yes.
So we'll wait to hear back, and then we'll put that back on the agenda once we get that information. All right. We have reached the time where we have any general comments by members and staff. And then once we get done with that, I'll open it up to the public. Do we have any?
I guess cycling back to, do we want to ask to speak to a canine handler or not?
I made a note to put it down. Next month you'll already have a presentation possibly too, so we'll probably look for further months. So Sergeant Ray, if you could reach out to whoever the canine handler is and see if maybe May or June.
I'll check with them.
The other thing you'll have coming up is you'll need to have your twice a year meeting with the police chief in the near future.
Any other comments from staff or members? I wanted to take this time. I know many of the board members already know, but I'm going to be making it public. Next month will be my last meeting on this board. I would say unfortunately, but it is a positive thing. April 14th will be my last day as a citizen of Columbia, as I will be moving to Oregon in that aspect. So I will be starting out the meeting next month as the chair. We will have an election or a vote for a new chair next month to take my position on this board. So just so that you guys are aware, for those on the board, if anyone is interested in this position, or maybe even the vice chair, if the vice chair becomes the chair, that is where we're at on things, okay? So I just kind of want to make that public so that everybody knows that that is coming. I will now open up the meeting to the public. If anybody in the public would like to make any statements or have anything to say, now is your time. Anybody? I make a motion to go into closed session to discuss pending cases pursuant to section 610.021(1) RSMO, legal actions and illegal actions, cause of action or litigation involving a public governmental body or any confidential or privileged communications between public government body or its representatives and its attorneys, and section 610.021(14) RSMO records, which are protected from disclosure by law. Do I have a second?
Carlson,
Jeffrey second.
Oh, go ahead.
Jeffrey second.
All right. I have to do a roll call, starting with December Harmon.
Aye.
Bob Overman.
Aye.
Cheryl Miller.
Aye.
Wayne Boykin. Aye. Stephen Jeffries.
Aye.
Rhonda Carlson.
Aye.
Delcy Bonap.
Aye.
Every time. William Atkins.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned for public, going into close.